This is Akashvani, the news read by Anuja Kumar. High-level delegations of US and Iran are set to begin talks in Islamabad to establish lasting peace in West Asia this evening. U.S. delegation led by Vice President J.D. Vance has reached Islamabad. The delegation includes Special Envoy Steve Witkoff and advisor Jared Kushner. Before his departure for Pakistan, Mr. Vance said he was looking forward to the negotiation, hoping that it would be positive. Iran is represented by Parliament Speaker Muhammad Baghir Ghalibaf. In a social media post, Mr. Ghalibaf had said that two of the measures mutually agreed upon between the parties are yet to be implemented, including a ceasefire in Lebanon and the release of Iran's blocked assets prior to the commencement of negotiations. He said these two matters must be fulfilled before the negotiations begin. Talks are expected to focus on Iran's nuclear enrichment program, ballistic missile development, and the Strait of Hormuz. External Affairs Minister Dr. S. Jaishankar has said that 345 Indian fishermen have been safely evacuated from Iran to India through Armenia. In a social media post, Dr. Jaishankar expressed his gratitude to the government of Armenia and Foreign Minister Ararat Mirzoyan for their support in the safe evacuation of Indian fishermen from Iran. Prime Minister and senior BJP leader Narendra Modi today asserted that refugees will receive full constitutional rights while infiltrators will be expelled. Addressing a public rally at Katwa in West Bengal today, Mr. Modi said after the BJP government is formed in the state, the process of granting citizenship under Citizenship Amendment Act will be accelerated for all eligible applicants. Launching a sharp attack on the ruling Trinamool Congress, Mr. Modi alleged that its 15-year rule has given nothing but fear to every citizen of Bengal.
Modi ki guarantee TMC ki nirmam sarkar ke bhay raj ko bharose mein badalne ki hai. Aur ye guarantee puri kaise hogi? Iska pura khaka BJP ke ghoshana patra mein hai. BJP bhrashtachar aur kanun vyavastha ko lekar white paper jari karegi.
Union Minister and senior BJP leader Amit Shah also addressed a public rally at Onda in West Bengal. He alleged that the syndicate Raj of Trinamool Congress ruined the government of West Bengal. Trinamool Congress chief and West Bengal Chief Minister Mamata Banerjee criticized the Bharatiya Janata Party over the issue of alleged attacks on the Bengali-speaking people in other states. All electric cars with an X showroom price of 30 lakh rupees or less registered in the national capital will be granted 100% exemption on road tax and registration fees till the 31st of March 2030. The Delhi government today released draft of its electric vehicle policy for the period 2026 to 2030, aiming to accelerate the adoption of clean mobility. More than 3,900 crore rupees has been allocated to promote electric vehicles under this policy. In IPL cricket, put into bat, Sunrisers Hyderabad were 105 for no loss in 6 overs against Punjab Kings at Mullapur in New Chandigarh when reports last came in. In another match, Chennai Super Kings will take on Delhi Capitals in Chennai this evening. Shuttler Ayush Shetty has stormed into the final of the Badminton Asia Championships, assuring at least a silver medal with a remarkable 3-game victory over top seed and defending champion Kunlavut Viditsaran today. The world number 25 displayed strong performance and solid defence to register a comeback win of 10-21, 21-19, 21-17 against Viditsaran, who is the Paris Olympic silver medalist and the 2023 world champion. The IMD India Meteorological Department has forecast thunderstorms accompanied with lightning and gusty winds over Assam and Meghalaya tomorrow. The weather agency has said that Konkan, Goa, Odisha, Tamil Nadu, Puducherry and Karaikal are likely to experience hot and humid weather today, while similar conditions are predicted over Odisha, coastal Andhra Pradesh and coastal Karnataka till tomorrow. And that is the end of this news bulletin.